or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO. Current weather is 78 degrees, winds out of the north, 12 miles an hour, humidity's 50%. How about this weather for second day August? And hey, how about all this rain this weekend? I know some of our areas in the south part of our listening area didn't get near as much rain as some of the guys around here and up north. How much rain did you get, Ryan?
Inch and three tenths.
That was good rain.
Yes, sir.
And we'll take it. My landlord over there, West Carter, on the river, Mr. Bruce Tyndall, he said he asked Jake Silk yesterday if he had ever seen it this green the 1st of August. And he said, Jake said, yep, but I just don't remember when. So I got a tickle out of that. But anyway, it was a blessing. We got rain. I got 3.2 at my house. I'm south of Sayre. Roy down south there, south of Delhi, just as the break start, he had 3 inches even. Mr. Mark Dameron said he got anywhere from 2 to 3 inches on most of his ground. Buddy of mine up by Grimes, he got 2 inches even. East of Cheyenne a little bit, they got over 2 inches. Around Hammond, anywhere from 1.2 to 2 inches. So we'll take it for this time of the year. It was great. This week's drought summary. We're talking rain, and I'm going to read this drought summary. A robust southwestern monsoon circulation delivered drought-easing rainfall but sparked localized flash flooding around large sections of the four corner states, as well as the southern Great Basin. But critically dry conditions persisted across northern California and the northwest. In the driest areas, wildfires, some sparked by lightning, dotted the landscape, with containment of some of the blazes hampered by high temperatures, low humidity levels, erratic winds, and abundant fuels. Farther east, another round of blistering heat across the northern plains further stressed rangeland, pastures, and a variety of summer crops. The central and southern plains also experienced some hot weather. Although agriculture impacts were tempered by mostly adequate soil and moisture reserves. Meanwhile, mostly dry weather covered the Midwest, continuing a trend that has developed in mid-July. Short-term dryness was not yet a concern in the previous well-watered lower Midwest. However, reproductive corn and soybeans in drier areas of the upper Midwest are subject to increasing levels of stress, especially as temperatures begin to rise. Elsewhere, southeastern rain, which maintained abundant moisture reserve for pastures and summer crops, primarily fell from the Mississippi Delta to the southern Atlantic coast. By the way, the KCO Ag Text line is now open at 585-225-9697. I got a question for you guys today, and I hope you'll respond in by texting in. Because, you know, the friends I got, most of you know my friends. I'm not going to do live calls on this show. But so I got a question for you. What stands out is one of your favorite things about being a rancher or a farmer? What stands out is one of your favorite things about being a rancher or a farmer? So please text in and 225-9697 on the KCO Ag line. Ryan, what's your favorite thing?
Oh, I think just being connected to the land, but I think my favorite thing is probably just having the opportunity to raise my kids in that environment. For me.
No, it's a good thing because it's peaceful, it's quiet, yeah. And they get to learn hard work and respect to the land. There's a million things we could talk about. Yeah. What kids could learn about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you got something that stands out in your mind, please text in 225-9697. Well, heat and drought aren't the only issues farmers in the drought-stricken north and west are dealing with. Grasshoppers are also destroying pasture, grass, and crops. Jody Kersman of Ag Day in North Dakota spoke to Ram, North Dakota producer Trevor Stilk, if I said that right, Stilk, who has been chronicling the drought and now the grasshopper damage. And I can see that because over there where I farm, I got grasshoppers from the babe. There's some more babies out now. I noticed this weekend. I got some 3-inch ones, but in my 25 years of farming and ranching, I've never seen anything like this, says Stilk. They're eating it down to nothing. You can see my 300 acres of barley. All you can see is they've eaten it to the ground. There's nothing left. In a normal year, Stilk would get 1,500 to 3,000 bales on a 1,000-acre field. This year, he got 53. It's going to be a tough year. A lot of tough decisions are going to be made, or going to have to be made, if they haven't already. He already cut his sheep herd from 150 to 38, and as everything grows, he uses for feed for sheep, cattle, and goats. Across the border near Montana, photos and videos tell much the same story. She says that hoppers destroyed their barley. Their crop insurance adjuster approved grazing portions of their barley field, but she's still worried about the damage these insects could cause. And one thing or another, this year, says Max Robinson, a Bowman County extension agent, who says the grasshoppers are the worst in the Rame area near Steek's Ranch, but they are on the move. I seen on a deal the other day that showed on radar. I thought it was a storm, and it was a flight of locusts. I mean, that's pretty bad. It's one thing on top of another this year, says Max Robinson. But they're really, really on the move. They're moving east, and most of the guys that have some green grass or anything tall enough, they're seeing a lot of small grasshoppers right now. I've been seeing more and more large ones from the east, so I think they're going to keep moving the way and take out whatever they can. He says the best thing producers can do is keep a watchful eye out on for the insects and consider spraying to keep the populations down. It's just hysterically one of those worst things that has been that we've ever been through. Meanwhile, producers are holding out hope that rain might come soon. You have to keep your head up and keep moving forward, he says. Well, I have Ryan Long in here with me today. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
I thought, yeah. Be sure, because I wrote it down. Ryan's in here. He's from the Hammond 4-H and FFA Boosters Club out of Roger Mills County. And right after this break, we're going to talk to you about Bulls and Barrels. They got that coming up in Hammond this weekend. So we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there. You're turning your cows out and watching what you do grow. And watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
That deal just brings a smile to my face. Hey, you guys, remember, if you're out of our listening area, you can download the Paragon Communications app and live stream our show if you're out of. And we also are streaming live on Facebook. And also, if you ain't got time for none of that, you're too busy eating or whatever, you can go to kcofm.com and tab on the on-air shows. Hit the Today in Ag show. And every one of my shows that we've done, this is week number 5. And so you can listen to all the shows you want. But again, one of my questions for the day is, if any of you guys want to text in and answer it, is what stands out is one of your favorite things about being a rancher or a farmer? Text that into the KECO Ag line at 580-225-9697. Well, today I have a special guest in the studio with me, Ryan Long. He's the head honcho of the Hammond 4-H and Booster Club. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So you guys got a... So what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm the manager at A-Cross Ranch up there in Hammond. Then I contract pump wells for Maverick.
Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The Hammond 4-H and FFA's Boosters Club, they got a little thing going on. You want to tell us a little bit about it this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to try something a little different. This is our second year with the Booster Club, so we're going to try to step out and try something a little different. But we're putting on a bull riding competition, then a barrel racing with $1,500 added money for the bulls, $500 for the barrel racing. It's $100 entry fee for the bull riders and $50 for the barrel racers. And then we're doing the goat roping.
I was gonna say, yeah. Surely you got something going on.
Yeah, there. We're doing a goat roping deal on the side. This could get really interesting. I've never
any
witnessed
added
one.
Money.
No. Well, it just depends on how many people show up. I've never seen one, but everybody just tells me that it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. I've seen them.
I've never seen one, so I'm kind of anticipating to see how this plays out.
Where's it going to be at, Hammond?
Same. At the Pete Dean Arena.
Pete Dean's Arena.
Yes, sir. Yep. So, I mean, anybody from out of town, I guess the way I say it, just look for the Hammond Elevator.
Yep.
And it's right west of that.
It's so the tallest building
yes, sir,
in Hammond.
Yeah, if you can't see that...
you need to move on.
Yes, sir.
There might be one at Moorwood, but that's not where it's going to be at.
Yeah, you went a little far. So,
what time does it start Saturday?
5:30.
Yep. And then it's at the Pete Dean's Rodeo Arena there, right by the elevator. You can't miss it, like you said. What's happening with all this money?
It just goes into a general fund. We just try to fill the gap for any of the kids that are involved in the 4-H and FFA, whether it be, I mean, just anything.
Right.
We have kids doing shooting sports. We've sent kids to the national competition for that. Any of the kids that are doing livestock, we try to step in and help there. This is a kind of an evolving thing. Like I said, this is just our second year.
Right.
We're just trying to get more kids involved with the 4-H and FFA and try to give them the means to do what they need to do.
Well, the stock shows are a very important part of FFA and 4-H. It's not the only thing.
Yes, sir.
But shooting sports has come a long ways in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's a major sport. I mean, there's scholarships for it. It's a growing thing in the youth.
Yeah, because I know two or three of the kids that were in the 4-H in the high school scholastic shooting from right here at Merritt all got scholarships to go to college.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a neat deal. I mean, if kids want to get involved with it, and that's I think if we can give them the opportunity to get involved, we. You know, and they enjoy it, and try to kind of move from there.
Well, I know our Quail Forever chapter here, these four counties here, Roger Mills, Beckham, Harmon, and Greer, we support the shooting teams a lot because we kind of think it's our if we help them, we think it's our future hunters because we're losing hunters all the time. Even though some years the wildlife's not good, some years it is. And, you know, and this is a perfect year for quail and turkey this year. If we don't come out of it this year, I just don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's always a question mark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll start going back the other way.
So are you going to get into the goat roping deal?
You know, I've been thinking about it a lot. I don't want to take everybody's money.
So there is money involved.
Yeah, it's a round robin. Yeah, it's a $5 entry fee, so it'll be a round robin.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're paying 80% back to the bull riders? And
100%.
100% back.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
And then what part of this is going to raise money for you guys?
Mainly... Well, it just depends on how many people show up. We're putting on a concession stand. Michael Elliott and Sarah with Smoking Aces. We're doing some pulled pork sandwiches and street tacos with the pork and stuff like that. So mainly, I think.
What time are they going to start serving? Cause you're making me hungry.
I think they'll be there around 5:30.
Five thirty.
Yeah, and hopefully the weather holds out. If it'll stay cool like this, it'll be awesome.
Well, I was looking at the Long Ranger a while ago. It's going to be slightly warmer than what it is today.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. Well, this deal in August with our weather right now. This whole year's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been wild.
But we'll take it. And you know, I was talking about those guys out west and up north in the Dakotas, and I feel for them, you know. But we just went through a major one.
Yes, sir.
And so we know their pain. But anything else you want to add on to what's happening there Saturday?
No, just you know, we invite everybody out. We kind of want to make it a community thing, you know, get people out. And it's been a while since we had a rodeo in Hammond. This isn't specifically a rodeo, but
pretty
you
close.
Know, yeah, you know, just give something to the community and people around to come out and watch and support the kids and eat some good food and watch some goat roping.
Well, so what's if anybody's got any questions, who do they get a hold of?
Oh, they can get a hold of me. I don't 580-339-1919.
Give out Cole's number.
Yeah, I need to. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to find him here. I apologize.
Oh, you're good.
One more thing I needed to add. We're also selling tickets for $1,000 gift certificate at Totally Outdoors.
Oh, great.
That'll also go into
to that booster fund.
Yes, sir. Another one is Dylan Duggar. He's going to be bringing some of the stock, Rafter C cattle, 6-bar C bucking bulls. I think Dylan's numbers on the flyers and stuff. It's 580-821-0206. But you can find it on Facebook. We've plastered it all over there. Stuff like that.
Is the 4-H and FFA Boosters Club got their own page?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
okay,
we do.
So it's Hammond, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you can find out more information on the Bulls and Barrels event coming up this Saturday, August 7th, at the Pete Dean Rodeo Arena there next to the tallest building in Hammond, the elevator.
Yep.
And so right there along the highway, so you can't miss it. So go to their Facebook page, Hammond 4-H and FFA Boosters Club, or however it's under there. So find out for more information and give them a call. And you said you're doing what's the information on the tickets on the $1,000 from Totally Outdoors?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a $1,000 gift certificate, and I think there was some added money on there too. I think 200 or 100 first and second. I'm not exactly sure on that, but
right.
We're just kind of door to door doing that deal.
Right.
We've had a lot of, also, you know, I'm not going to just go through all the sponsors that we've had, but we've had a lot of, I wanted to thank a lot of, they know who they are.
Yeah,
a
thank
lot of the
em.
Support that we've already got in the community of Hammond, Elk City, just everybody out here. It's amazing what Western Oklahoma does for these kids. So wanted to thank all them. We'll also be doing that at the rodeo. The sponsors, they'll be getting.
When's that drawing? Do you remember?
September 1st.
First.
Yeah, we kind of moved it back just to give us some time. So, you know, we try to do it right before hunting season starts. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you're going to spend $1,000 with Cameron.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So we had a sponsor that donated that. So they were kind of anonymous, but whoever you are, thank you. So like I said, I mean, just
that's the best kind.
Yeah. Awesome people out here. I mean, yeah.
And that's also, you can find out more information on that on your Facebook page.
I think so. I mean,
or call Cameron,
or go to the barbershop. I mean,
go in there and talk to Cole, Mr. Mayfield. Yeah. Who's that redheaded guy in the middle? Kyle.
Yeah, man. Old Kyle.
Kyle Jernigan. But anyway, just go in there. If Cole's in there, if he's gone or he's out back eating or something, just wait on him and then bug the heck out of Mayfield and Kyle. And then you'll get some information one way or the other.
Yeah, I should have brought some of those tickets in, but I left them in my other truck. But
how much are those tickets?
$20 a piece.
And how many are you selling, do you know?
500, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good. Well, got anything else you want to talk about with your Boosters Club? Do you guys, what events you guys got coming up with the Booster Clubs helping out? You got the local counties coming up next month, won't it be?
Yeah, the free fair's coming up. I think that's coming up. No, it's this month.
It's this month. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. I keep thinking it's July, but it's August.
Yeah, it's kind of sneaking up on us. That's this month. As far as that go, I don't know, you know, what we got going on so far. I'm sure there's kids. We do, you know, they do a lot of things in the fall, you know, the canning, the photos.
We'll have to gather some of those kids up when some of these events calm down coming up this month and holler at me and come back, bring in the kids, and let's talk about their adventures.
Yeah, we'd love to get some kids in here.
They're my favorite.
They need a little of this.
Well, Ryan, thanks a lot.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come in here and talk to you and spread the word.
So. All right. Well, thanks a lot, and have a good one.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 23rd. 1,110 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 379 brought 203.50. 13 at 520 brought 164. 6 at 595 brought 158. 5 at 718 brought 158. 3 at 727 brought 155. 14 at 822 brought 148. 4 head of heifers at 344 brought 155. 7 at 506 brought 142. 8 at 606 brought 149. 15 at 688 brought 140.50. 3 at 738 brought 136. 6 at 792 brought 137.50. Butcher cows were 41 to 83. Bred cows 650 to 1410. Butcher bulls 65 to 106.50. Pairs brought 875 to 1750. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, I'm back. What a great weekend. We had the KCO golf tournament out there at the Elk City Country Club this weekend, and it was hot, it was windy, and Aaron, helped me out, was that 288 players? 288 players. There was 21, I counted 21 in the championship flight. Some good monies out there, and I got to go out and help Aaron score some of those championship flights. or the championship flight. And those guys were throwing them in there like darts. There was some good golfers out there. It was hot. But I ran into a couple of my old buddies from the oil field out there, and I'm going to mention them on the radio today because they were driving up to me every time they seen me and giving me crap about grasshoppers and today in ag, and they actually pay me to do this and all this crap. But anyway, James Atkinson and Bobby Birdwell, they were razzing me all day long Saturday. So back at you, boys. And I got some grasshopper chocolate-covered ones being delivered to your houses tonight. So just get ready. But anyway, it was a great time. Very successful. The course is beautiful with all this rain we've been getting. So it was a good time. Again, my first at the first of the show, I mentioned what stands out. A question I had, what stands out is one of your favorite things about being a rancher or a farmer. So please, if you get a chance, text in to 225-9697, 580-225-9697. I know some of you guys heard about this late last week, but the USDA hay quarantine is in effect for 21 Oklahoma counties. To minimize the spread of invasive fire ants, hay movement is restricted in those counties. Hay can be moved if it meets one of the following criteria. For baled hay that is stacked, all bales except the bottom layer that is in direct contact with the ground. Hay that is cut, baled, and loaded and shipped without storage. Baled hay that is stored on impervious surface such as highly compressed soil, sometimes called hard pan, asphalt, or concrete. Baled hay that is stored above the soil on pallets or tires, or stored on landscaping cloth placed under the soil. That's crazy. I'm talking about 21 counties, and that's basically the bottom fourth of Oklahoma, and it's not too far from us. It's not Kiowa County. It's not. Yeah, it might be Jackson County. It's in. I mean, it's coming clear out here. So you guys stay on top of that. Pandemic assistance for livestock producers. Several livestock producers faced the unthinkable during the pandemic, having to call their animals due to the lack of processing capacity. USDA announced help for them last month. The pandemic Indemnity Program, PLIP, aids livestock and poultry producers who were forced to depopulate their herds or flocks between March 1st, 2020 and December 26, 2020. Payments will be based on 80% of the fair market value plus the cost of depopulation and disposal. Eligible livestock include swine, chickens, and turkeys. There are additional payments, stipulation, and rules, but applications can be found at the local FSA offices. Crop consultant Dr. Cordor, however you say that, maintained his U.S. Corn yield projection at 175.5 bushels per acre this week, and his bias is neutral going forward. He also stuck with his U.S. soybean yield prediction of 50 bushels per acre and his bias in neutral going forward. Brazil's late planted corn crop has already been clipped by frost, and a third round is expected for southern Brazil this week. It's expected to be worse so far this year and further damage crop quality. Consequently, Cordora lowered his Brazilian corn crop estimate another 2 million metric tons. Scouts on the Wheat Quality Council, HRS, tour will begin sampling spring wheat crops in North Dakota and neighboring areas last Monday through Friday, given this year's devastating droughts and shockingly low crop ratings, attention on the tour is elevated. The latest WHIP plus ag disaster bill authorizes up to $8.5 billion for eligible 2020 and 2021 disasters. It will cover losses via drought, high winds, excessive heat, and polar vortexes, and will also cover power outages, losses to losses to wine, grapes impacted by smoke, and allow direct payments to sugar and dairy cooperatives for losses, including milk dumping, that affect the entire co-op. EPA announced the Biden administration is proceeding in its effort to craft a durable definition of waters of the United States, WOTUS, on Friday. And we've been talking about it for 2 weeks, but here we go. And EPA wants farmers and ranchers to provide input as the agency works to create the rule. EPA says the agency is reverting to a WOTUS rule dating back to before the Obama administration changed the definition, which caused an uproar for agriculture groups who said the rule had expanded to create too loose of a definition. The pre-Obama era rule, which EPA says has been in place for decades, will be the basis of crafting the new rule. Along with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, EPA says the administration will get input from various stakeholders, including that from agriculture. And from there, it will propose revisions and changes to the WOTUS. We are committed to crafting an enduring definition of WOTUS by listening to all sides so that we can build on an inclusive foundation, says EPA Administrative Strader Michael Reagan. Uncertainty over the definition of WOTUS has harmed our waters and the stakeholders and communities that rely on them. I look forward to engaging with all parties as we move forward to provide that certainty that needed to protect our precious natural water resources. EPA said the engagement strategy process will start next month, and that's this month, as it plans to hold a series of public meetings to be held virtually. The public will be able to give verbal input during that time. We are going to be doing public meetings and all through the month of August, EPA Assistant Administrator Fox told Clinton Griffiths on AgriTalk that we're going to be visiting communities around the country to understand how the implementation of waters have gone over past few decades, what worked and what hadn't worked. The USDA is encouraging all farmers and ranchers to weigh in, and I'm encouraging it too, because we got people that don't farm and ranch making decisions for us, then we're in trouble. So we need to put our input in there, because what they proposed 3 or 4 years ago or 5 years ago was crazy. So everybody weigh in, either with your senator or your representative, or get in on some of these virtual meetings. It's virtual that farmers in rural Americas have a seat at the table and a voice in this process, so the rules respond to concerns and realities on the ground. The engagement in the coming months is important, and I encourage all stakeholders to provide their experiences and view in order to help shape future policy, says U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. The Obama administration received intense pushback from agriculture groups when it changed WOTUS in 2015. EPA issued the rule that gave EPA board jurisdiction. Farmers and ranchers said under the rule, WOTUS would have jurisdiction over streams, with some even saying the rural puddles of farms would qualify. The ruling drew less litigation and challenged in court, and it remains tangled up in those injunctions in court. The Trump administration wasted no time in reversing what it called government overreach, eliminating the change made in the Obama-era rule. Within the first 6 months of Biden taking office, the new administration announced its intent to change the rule once again. However, this time, Fox says agriculture will be made part of the rule-making process, which is great. Excuse me. We know that farmers are leaders in the environmental stewardship, and they're getting into a common sense, implemental definition of waters of the United States that also protect our nation's water is so essential to the agricultural community. So that's what we're announcing today. Fox says EPA and USACE intend to do two rulemakings, which includes reverting back to the pre-2015 rule, using that as a foundation to craft is the new rule. So you guys need to get on board. We all have water around here. We all have streams. We all have ponds. We have irrigation. We got rivers. Need to make sure we're part of that process. I'm not taking politics in mind here, whether it's Obama, Biden, or Trump. I'm just reading to your report what they're talking about. So anyway, take part in that. But we're going to be right back. And it's Today in Ag, KCO 96.5.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We raise registered Red Angus. We sell bulls, heifers, seed stock quality type. Red Angus offers superior marbling. Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus, the maternal traits, and some heat tolerance. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus.
BLRedAngus.com.
You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, July the 27th. We sold 360 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, July the 29th, we sold 4,578 calves of feeders for a total of 4,938 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 81 to 88. Thin cows bring 63 to 73. Bulls bring 83 to 111. 3 to 4 year old open cows to breed, 81 to 90, with their 5 to 8 year old bred cows, 800 to 1110, 2 to 8 year old pairs, 1550 to 1700. Feeder steers steady to 2 higher, heifers 3 to 5 higher, calves up to 10 higher. Honor steer cattle, 3 to 350 weight steers, $2 to 212, 4 to 450, 192 to 204, 5 to 550, 161 to 181, 6 to 650, 162 to 170, 50. 7 to 750, 154 to 162, 8 to 850, 151 to 155 and a half, 9 to 950, 135 to 152, 75, 1,000, 1,050 pound steers, 130 and a quarter to 139.75. We sold 179 steers, one bunch, weighing 1099, bring 135. On our heifers, 5 heifers weighing 338, bring 173, 4 to 450, 158 to 170, 5 to 550, 145 to 151, 6 to 650, 149 to 158 and a half, 7 to 750, 134 to 150, 50, 8 to 850, 136 to 144 and a half, 9 to 950, 124 to 130, and 18 heifers weighing 1013, bring 121. Very aggressive market, steers again, steady to 2 higher, heifers 3 to 5 higher, kids up to 10 higher. For this Tuesday, we will have the deal we got rained out on, the 30 Angus heifers. They're bred 5 to 7 months. We also got 25 black pair and bred cows, plus 7 guaranteed bulls. On another deal, we got 30 registered Angus cows. They're 5 and 6 year old. Give us a call. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back. We got the weather forecast for you now. Currently, it is 78 degrees. High today is 86. High tomorrow is 88. Wednesday, 89. Thursday, 94. Friday, 98. Saturday and Sunday, 100 degrees. Right at it. And no more chances of rain this week that we know of, but stay tuned. We've got Lacey Swope will be on here tomorrow from Channel 9 Weather, and she'll let us know. I'm actually going to give her a little crap because this was supposed to be 2/10 of rain this weekend out here, according to her boss, but we ended up with 2/10 to 3 and 4 inches. So I'm not griping, but I'm still going to give her crap about it. But so some hay information for you. You can get your soybean meal from alfalfa fields. As you guys all know, soybean meal is really expensive right now. So with skyrocketing protein costs followed a challenge growing season in South America, forage protein value is under the microscope. Improved U.S. soybean complex exports have contributed to driving up soybean prices, and all those protein-rich feeds have followed suit. Protein feeds have risen by up to $100 per ton or more relative to the prior years, which has tightened margins. Growing higher quality feed is one avenue to ease the rising feed cost burden. Agronomists have started note as well as one group recently posing the question, what should we focus on during high protein and energy feed time cost times? To their credit, dairies are teaming up with farmers and their nutritionists to improve forage quality. Higher forage quality can lessen the feed cost per hundredweight in multiple ways. The paths to widening feed margins are as following. Permitting greater forage to concentrate ratios to reduce purchase feed prices. Striving for higher protein content in forages to reduce protein feed purchases and cost. Improve feed conversion efficiency. A push for more protein. Getting to any of these three outcomes can be a bit complicated, but our focus in this article will be the second point. Specific to alfalfa or grass, improved protein yield can be a substantial economic impact. This year, with soybean prices nearing $450 a ton, we have added incentive to push for greater protein content in our harvest hay or haylage crops. The economic return for small improvements in alfalfa protein content can quickly add to ration cost savings. Consider the following math. Using a 5-ton dry matter yield for alfalfa hay and haylage as an example. 5 tons per acre equates to 10,000 pounds of dry alfalfa. At 20% crude protein, 2,000 pounds of protein per acre are harvested. At 21% crude protein, 2,100 pounds of protein per acre are harvested. 100 pounds of crude protein equates to the roughly 220 pounds of soybean meal equivalent, assuming 51% dry matter, crude protein soybean meal that is 90% dry matter. As can be seen, a seemingly one percentage unit bump in crude protein yield for alfalfa can translate into 220 pounds more soybean meal equivalent per acre. This added soybean meal equivalent per acre carries about a $50 an acre savings you got there. So you guys out there feeding a lot of your cattle out, your calves out in the lots and stuff, or your starters, this is one way to do it. And we got plenty of alfalfa this year, and so it's one way to do that. If you want that article, you can call me or text me. If you got my number, I'm not giving it out on there, but the text into the Ag Text Line, KCO Ag Text Line, and I'll send that article to you. It's really interesting read. It was 5 or 6 pages long. I just read the most interesting part of it. Elk City Livestock Auction was Friday, and today the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is going on, and I have both of those reports tomorrow during my show to read to you. The market is steadily climbing. It's up another $2 per hundredweight from last week, so Hobart Stockyards will be Wednesday, so you can call Rex Fleming with your buying and selling needs. Lacey Swope with Channel 9 Weather will be here with me tomorrow, so look forward to her. We missed her last week. She went on vacation. She was down there on the beach somewhere swimming, but we'll find out where her and Brooke and Tyler was last week. That's all I got for today. Have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.